Hey everybody, this is Vicki Sullivan. Yeah, I know this is another one of my controversial examples, but I couldn't let these lessons pass us by. Now the big questions, when should I create these kind of handy tools? Where do they work best? Well, here's two scenarios where these kind of resources can really shine. First up, one-stop resources like this work well when there are high-stake elephants in the room. Now, let's use our current example. In this age of cancel culture, microaggressions are scrutinized and called out. This tool is a non-judgmental way to learn how what might sound like an innocent question is really perceived. But this also has to be something folks care about. The stakes have to be high enough that our community thinks, whoa, this is something I need to refer back to. Which leads us to the second scenario. These tools work well when there are both sides to an issue and can expand to more than one audience, more than one use. Because this drives shareability, but also ongoing use, so we stay on the radar. Now, in this example, there are two audiences, those who don't want to intentionally offend and those who have heard an uncomfortable comment or question and wonder how to interpret it. And also, as I noted in the blog post, there's an invitation for users to add to the list. This creates increased engagement. So make sure anything that you create can be expanded beyond just one situation. Now, what I love about devices like this is that they can showcase our value in a way that most online formats just can't. So check out your marketplace and ask yourself, where can I be a one-stop resource? And if that's needed, how can I increase engagement by sharing what other users experience? Hope this helps. Now go out there and be brilliant.